Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we are also joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adam. There's nobody on.
Practice!
Why don't you just leave the music on for a minute? You're so quick
All right,
to cut
we'll
it, turn
go
it on.
Ahead and put the music on for a little while and see if anybody calls in.
Yeah, do whatever is shorter, like,
You like that Sheree Ram. Let's play that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Just put something that's short, like 1 minute or 2 minutes, so whatever you had on. The tidpoles, whatever.
Yeah, tidpoles. There we go.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Lily, it looks like we have a caller here.
Yeah, I just asked her.
Okay.
I asked her if she had one, but it looks like she's online, too, so I'm not sure. Sorry, you guys, we had a little delay in scheduling. We thought it was scheduled, but it didn't, I guess, and we'll say thanks to the Mercury retrograde as we're presently in right now. So
oh, yeah.
I do have Ellen on the line, and that's the only caller, and I think that's mostly due to our scheduling last minute. Other than that, we're usually packed every Saturday. So let's see where we can go. Hopefully she has a question for us. Hold on, let me bring her online. Hey, Ellen.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you this evening?
Good, good. Actually, the floor is on you. You can ask any question you want today.
Yep.
We kind of scheduled a little late today for some reason, and we thought we scheduled, but apparently not.
Well, I guess I'm sorry to hear that, but I guess I'm lucky. So my question has to do with something that happened today. A friend of mine offered a trip to me, it's a long story, but it would involve a little bit of work in getting some cats delivered. You don't want to hear the full story, but the point is, I would get to travel to this other city I haven't been to in a few years. Mm-hmm. Is this something I should do?
Hmm.
It would be just a weekend.
Great question. I actually get a green light on this one, to be honest. I say go for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alan, let me ask you, what did you feel when you were first asked that question, though?
Excited. But then...
Okay, so...
My excitement wore down when I was starting to think about the practicalities of it, because it's a 3-hour time difference. It's on the West Coast, mm-hmm. I'm on the East Coast. And I'm not going to have much time there. I'll be mostly in the air.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't worry about the practicality. What if you were to come to the other side of the world and stay for even a day? Isn't it well worth it for someone, sending you to the other side? I think it's the fear of not allowing you don't block that receiving part. If someone is inviting you and you feel excited right away, that should be your first intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how long the air flight is. It doesn't matter how the drive is. Your inner child came out your first instant. Everything else is controllable, right? Those are the practicalities. But don't allow those practicalities to not allow us to go... not allow us to receive, if that makes sense.
Okay, so in your mind, it's a question of, like, receiving as opposed
yes.
to... Yes. Yes, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because then the fear comes up, you know, and that's... You don't want the ego to play that, you know, as we all know, ego is fear, so we don't want that to, you know, come up at all, you know, and it's like me going to Hawaii. Like, someone asked me to go to Hawaii for 3 days. Yes, is it a 12-hour flight? Will I spend... 2 days on a plane. Yeah, but guess what? That 24 hours I will have with that person is well worth any time of being in that plane. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. Unfortunately for me, I'd be getting there late at night on Saturday and leaving again probably early afternoon today. So I wouldn't even have 24 hours. So
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You got to look at it that way. I mean, You're going to a place that you haven't been back in a long time, right?
Yes.
Right. Are you paying for the trip?
The airfare, no. I don't know about the other parts.
Well, that beats half the cost, and I'm pretty sure the other part is going to come. But you have to allow it to enter in, and so I would just go.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't going to do it, you know, if it was your choice, you wouldn't go because you would look at all the practicalities and the time. It's like I tell my mom, I'm from India. So when we go to India, our flight is actually 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to stay for 3 months or 2 months. I like to stay for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
To her, in her mind, it's like, well, why are you going over here and only spending, you know, 2 weeks? Well, I can manage everything I need to do within that time. Is it a lot of work? Yeah, a lot of anxiety. Yeah, but if my trip is paid for, what's more worth it? Just being with those people at that time, you know? Everything else is, we can get rest when we get back home.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your advice. I will go into mode.
Enjoy.
Neil, more than
Do you have
welcome.
Another question?
You know, it's just about having that ability to allow yourself even to enjoy this little bit of time, you know? Like Lolly's saying, you just have to go for it sometimes. Everything happens for a reason. It always does. So trust in this. This is a bridge where, you know, it's kind of being rebuilt in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, thank you so much. I appreciate this.
You're welcome. On, enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to take this chat question as soon as I get... this thing on mute. I think we'll have troubles this time again. We're in a Mercury retrograde. Anne wants to know, what does Barry feel for her?
Okay. Anne and Barry. All right, let's see here. Actually, Anne, I'm feeling that Barry does have these feelings towards you emotionally and romantically. I feel a bit of frustration coming from him, however. I'm feeling like he's still trying to find his way through life. still trying to figure out exactly how, you know, he can emotionally settle himself and allow himself to open up to a degree. I feel that he wants to make things work with you. I feel that he just needs a little bit more, forgive my French, cojones. I think he needs to get past the fear and he needs to move forward.
Let me see what she says. She's responding. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's out there that's on chat, if you guys want to call in, due to our scheduling error here, we usually have a packed house, but today we don't. So if you guys want to call in and have a question, love to have you on air instead of chat. So please do call in. Okay. He's married. He's getting... You get a divorce. Okay, can I answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. On a spiritual level, you're connecting with someone that has baggage, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. Now, you have to go back and see how much you value yourself. And if you're okay with that, then fine, wait for the man. But I think you really need to do some... inner soul searching and really realize this is the person you want. Don't think that, you know, being in a relationship with someone that's still married and divorced, it does come with a lot of issues. So you really need to think, do you want to have that in your life? And do you want to put up with that in your life? And I think you may need to do some value affirmations and really rethink about this whole thing and just trust source. If it's going to happen, it will happen. But if you really want the best for your life on any level, you have to think higher thoughts on every emotional level. And it takes a process. And, you know, I will tell you that it's never greener on the other side. You are actually enabling this person to go through his journey and not allow him to find himself where he needs to be. And he may never get there. We don't know, because that is not our question, not our decision. That's between him and his contract with Source. So before you enter in any relationship, you really need to look at that other person's situation and really understand that, because that's a lot of work. And I don't know if you want to put all that work in. So that is my advice. Adam, you want to add to that?
You know, it can work in certain situations, but like you're saying, Lo, you're right. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a tremendous amount of patience to make anything work like that, especially on both sides, not just one or the other. I feel that this individual, yeah, he has a lot of baggage, because people going from that into another always do. I feel that this baggage also not only stems from the current situation, but deeply rooted within the childhood around, I'd say, the ages between 5 to about 14. And, you know, I feel that it is always best to keep ourselves as friends with people until they are ready to fully commit, you know, and they're away from all of their drama in life. So we give you our best wishes and blessings and hope for you that you find the right path. And if you stick with him, hope that it works.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Let's take our next caller here. Area code 561-252. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Dee. I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
And yes, hello,
my question is, hi, I've been separated about 2 years. And I haven't filed for divorce because I'm waiting for a financial situation to get a little better. So my question is, do you see that financial situation getting any better in the next 6 months?
In the next 6 months? Okay, I'm getting 3, hon. It's only going to take 3 months to really improve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be advisable
your
to file?
Is a big yes.
So would it be advisable to file for divorce at that time?
I believe you will receive what you need, so yes.
Can I ask you a question, hon?
Uh-huh.
Did the lawyer ask you to stay married?
No, that was just my personal decision.
Okay. I don't want you to fear in your decision. I know we all want everything to be planned out correctly, but you never know that the sooner you cut that cord with this person, it's amazing how many blessings come in your life. If you mm-hmm. trust Source, you have to really believe in Source and to do this quicker, because you cannot control it. It's not your choice. Who's to say that you do file and it may not pan out your way? So I really need you to start trusting yourself and trusting that you will always be taken care of, and you stay on that level. So start learning to be detached from every form of ego out there and really trust your intuition. I've seen many people, you know, that been divorced and got more in so many different situations. But I would hate for you to stop receiving your blessings and for you to move on your journey, because the longer, no matter if people are getting separated or divorced, any single attachment, whether it be a house, a car, car together, or, you know, anything attached together, is you're not, the sooner you cut those cords, the sooner you're allowing to go on your own journey. You just allowed yourself to be stuck in the same place, and that's not good. And that's what I was telling the other young lady. You don't want that. You should never fear, you know. And I think it's really going back to valuing yourself, you know. Go back and start doing what makes you feel good as a young lady, you know, whether it be eating very good so you can get your body into the higher vibrational level, and doing your mantras and working out and, you know, going out here and there, doing for you, because you got to come first every single day. Nobody else should come first. But I would just hate for you to hinder your life, because you just really basically stopped your life because you think this was going to be done and you think your financial thing is going to get better. It's not our choice. Adam can sit there and tell you. I can sit there and tell you. But at the end of the day, it's between you and Source. You may have some other more challenges that you may need to learn that you haven't learned yet. So I'm a firm believer of cutting cords real quick, because I see the next step. And the sooner you're aware of that, the sooner you make your life much easier. You know, I always say to everyone, I want to fall all the time. The more I fall, the more I stand up and I learn my life lesson and I move to the next challenge and I fall again. And that's called awareness. And that takes a lot of work to do, but you don't stop your life for nobody, not your children even, not your family, nobody. It doesn't work. I need to put you back. I need you to put yourself first.
You know, I'm going
to
make a comment here.
To be honest.
A lot of people, but a lot of people, they go into this situation when they're kind of thinking about, should they stay in the marriage, should they get divorced, because things are pretty bad. It's not really the same love as it used to be. You may still love the individual to a degree as like another human being in the world, but the love that binded you isn't really there anymore. And a lot of people, they'll end up having children by that point, and they'll think, oh, well, I got to stay in it for the children, because the children deserve to have both parents together. Well, yeah, they may deserve that, but a lot of people overlook the trauma that actually is done more so to the children or to the child when the parents had stayed together just because of their welfare and their well-being. Where a child that is still somewhat traumatized but not quite as traumatized by parents that got divorced.
No, I agree. And I stayed for 10 years, you know, because of the children. And 2 years ago, I told him to leave. He hasn't been living in the house with me for the last 2 years. But, you know, I was holding on to hope for a little while that we'd be able to reconcile. But I realize now that's not a possibility. But since you said it's kind of a slow night tonight, if I can ask another question. I suspected an affair with his business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you have more callers?
No, we just had one more, so go ahead.
Okay. I suspected an affair with his business partner. He's denied it, you know, up and down, left and right. So will they end up together?
Okay, I'm going to not have Adam answer that question because do you know how we're, okay, in life when we're born, okay, we're all put into certain families because we have contracts and we're supposed to learn from our medium family. So what he does is not your concern. And what you do is not, it should not be his concern at all. I want you to go back into focusing on you. And
it's
doesn't matter.
It's hard. It's so
I know
hard.
It's hard.
I'm by myself in a state I don't want to be. I can't leave because the stupid state of Florida doesn't make it easy for you to just pick up your kids and move back to where you want to go. It's just, it's very difficult, very.
Honey,
okay.
I'm a native
okay,
Floridian. I know what you mean, but,
okay.
You know, it is not impossible. Go ahead, Lo.
Okay, I want you to stop focusing on how hard Florida is making it, okay? Because right now, your attention is drawn on things that don't even fit your highest good right now. You're so focused on A to Z that you don't need to be focused on. I need you to be focused on the positive things of life. You had 10 years to learn. You had beautiful children from this relationship, and you're about to enter another journey. You're about to find yourself again and never lose that, whether you get remarried or not. Because you should never lose yourself. There is a life lesson in this marriage that everyone needed to learn, you know? And so you got to be thankful. Be thankful. It doesn't matter. There's in life, we always have stuff that goes on in our life. But I need you to put that in the trash can and let it be and let Source work that out. And focus on you. Because, my friend, you have children. Your energy as a reflection is coming onto your children. You need to regroup and really start trusting and being more positive so your children can see the light. Right now, they're just seeing all this negativity. In life, nothing is easy at all. Nothing. Nothing at all. Okay? So I want you to reshift your focus on so many great things that are about to transpire. You know, and this may not be your last relationship. You may have another relationship and may have to go to another one until you learn. These are all challenges that we have in every single day of life. But when we focus on the stuff that is not helping us, you're going to recreate that story every single day, every single minute of your life. I need you to let it go. I needed you to let it go, like totally let it go. I'm even offered to willing to do a free Reiki healing on you if you want me to do so you can start moving on your journey and really understand how it is to live in the light, not to live humanly, to live spiritually. You need to get back onto that path. Your children are looking for that. Remember that. But only you can show that.
Yeah, I go through phases. I mean, I was okay for a little while, but, you know, lately I've just been bummed out again. And, you know, I don't act like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh in front of my kids. I give them a normal life, you know. I totally laugh with them every day, so I don't sit there, you know, and saying, "Woe is me."
It doesn't matter
in front of them.
I would hate to say this to you, but energy is everything. They pick up on everything, whether you do it in their face or not. I'm a product of parents that got divorced, and actually from a more stricter culture than you. I'm Hindu. We don't get divorced at the age when I was 5. So for me, I've seen it all, whether it was in front of me or not in front of me. And I still say that to this day. Energy is universal. It's in every place. Children are very, very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So remember that. It doesn't matter. But your energy lingers on in that home, so you're going to have stagnant. So open the doors. Put the light in. Burn some incense. Burn some candles. Get that all out of your house. Get it out and start brand new tonight. And the reason why you went and gotten back into that place, because the ego is messing with you.
Uh-huh.
And once that happens, you close your eyes and you meditate and you just not, you don't take that on. You let it go. There's choices in life, like you tell your children. Either they come home with bad grades and if they get a C, you're going to tell them to do better. They don't have a choice. I'm putting that on you. You don't have a choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate the stern lecture because I need it.
No, that's just me, honey. I'm sorry. I want everyone to live because it is you don't understand. It's a beautiful way of life when you live so detached from the world and you see everyone around me that acts like a human being because they don't get it. We're spiritual beings out here. And when we all realize that, girl, you're on a high. I stay on a high all day long.
Every day.
Yeah, I'd love to get to that point, definitely.
You will.
And
conscious choice.
But take advantage of this free healing that Lolita's offering you, honey. You don't know the true value of it. And this will help you on the way. It will make it a little easier. But Lolita's right. Not everything in life is easy, 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 okay? And certainly that, you know, most things aren't. Now take it like this, okay? Every day we go through life in some form or another with pain, whether it be a scar or like an open wound, or we got some kind of aching with our neck or our back or whatever. We go through life with a little bit of pain. And what do? We don't sit there and focus. Now, some people do, but most people, we don't sit there and just focus on, oh, this is so painful. Oh, this is so painful. No, we get strong with each thing that comes our way because every downfall is a learning experience, just like Lois trying to tell you here. And you know what? That learning experience will always bring us closer to our divine selves or what is known as our higher selves, our highest level of consciousness. So I thank you for calling in today. This was something that not only you needed to hear, but I think a lot of other people out there that may be listening in needed to hear.
Okay. Thank you guys very much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. On. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take our next caller. Yeah, it is my computer. Okay, there we go. Mercury retrograde is really in effect. That's all I got to say to everyone. Okay, I have Sister Soul Power.
Yeah.
Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, this is Marion. Just great information, just first and foremost. But anyway, I just wanted to say my question is for you all. I wanted to know about this transition that I'm making as far as career, like what is going on? Am I not supposed to go back into my former career or am I supposed to go into this entertainment component?
This entertainment component is a new one, honey.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you need to be practical still. While you're working on this entertainment component and you're going into that, you may want to supplement a little, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, if don't doubt yourself, you know. If you want to do both until you get going, then that's what you do. I mean, I had a dry cleaning business. I did two jobs in my business, and I ran someone else's business. So, you know, until it's that time to let it go, you'll know in that feeling. But don't doubt yourself. You're going into doubt mode.
Okay, yeah, because you know what it is? I was thinking I was going to go back to my job that I had. I took a leave of absence for health reasons. And ever since I've been trying to go back, I've been getting these roadblocks about going back to work. But everything that has to do with the entertainment component has been coming. But I'm thinking, me at this stage, right now, this is what I have to do for, you know, so I just want to.
Yes, 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 because I'm going to tell you right now, honey, sometimes it comes when we least expect it or even think it would want to try and come in. Okay, but you know what? Your calling comes when your calling comes. I don't care if you're 90 years old in some type of hospital bed because you can't walk around, and your calling comes, you better heal and you're going to be able to walk. Okay.
Okay, I believe you. Yeah, high five.
All right.
So this is exactly what's been going on. So you know, if you guys just send some good energy to me, and you know, it's been a while since I've been able to get a computer. Because of economic stuff, but I just that
no,
was my,
you're fine.
Yeah,
you got to stay positive too. Because remember, you're the co-creator. He's just there giving it to you. But don't make it harder on yourself. You can't sit there and pray for anything because he's asking you to do it. You get whatever you want, but you got to do all the legwork. You're the one that checks off every blessing. Remember that you have everything from the day you were born. Only you check it off. Nobody else does.
You know what, hon, why don't you go ahead and get in touch with me for a session on the website at HowlPsychic.com, because I can feel like I can help you and I can guide you along this pathway a little bit, help you, you know, down your road, help you open up to all that gifts that you have, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I'll follow up.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Have a good night.
Well,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
All right, before we take the next caller, we want to voice that we have some specials going on the website at howlpsychic.com. That is HOWPsychic.com. And a special is a 30-minute for only $10 flat. We have the hour special at $19.95. And we also have a 10-minute special going for $3.99.
All right, let's see. Let's take our next caller. Area code 205-540. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, my name is Robbie. I'm from Alabama. And I just went through a broken relationship, and I just wonder if this is over or if we'll get back together.
May I have his first name only, please?
Jim.
Jim? Okay. Honey, I feel like you will get back together, but the thing that I'm getting here is you need to start speaking out for yourself more, and I think you're starting to learn that. You've done it a little bit, but you need to put some in. You need to encourage yourself, honey. I feel like, you know, you're just now learning all over again, because you used to have it, but you're all learning all over again how to have that oomph, how to stand up for yourself, how to have that little bit of motivation to speak out, okay? I'm just feeling the message that, you know, you need to continue doing that right now.
Okay.
Can I ask you something? When you how did you feel when you was it on your vote, on your terms or his terms?
Well, it was pretty much mine. I kind of got tired of being the yo-yo on the string. So,
do you want to go back to that?
I do if he will stop that behavior, because I love him, but he just pushes me away when we start getting close.
Okay, so here's the thing. That means he's got some work to do on himself, and he's not going to change. You can sit there and tell him blue in the face, you got to change. But at the end of the day, he may not be ready to change because his soul is not ready to change. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I think you need to really work on yourself and going back to valuing yourself. I think that tonight the topic of the show is value. You got to go back into valuing yourself. You got to find out who you are as a person. You know, you got to find out where you're at, because right now you're not going to get anywhere because you've got a lot of emotional issues, maybe physical or I don't know. You're hindering that. And your emotions, wherever you're at in an emotional state, will come out in physical manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. If your mind is not clear, you may have swollen ankles or knee problems, stress or headaches. Why are you doing that, self? Why are you doing that to yourself? You shouldn't. You should come first every single day.
The better your self-worth, the more you're going to bring in. That is also positive.
And you will find people dropping out of your life when you start doing that. And that becomes, you're becoming stronger. You're actually creating the environment that you want. Right now, you're not creating a healthy environment. You got to ask yourself this question. Can you date yourself right now? And if it's a no, then you don't need to worry about if this guy's coming back or not. It should go back to basics, you know? Like I like to tell any young lady, go eat some good food, go work out, go let your hair down. Go, it's all good. Go have fun. Go find the inner child in you again. Because that's only you can attract the right people in your life. Now go back to that time when you did attract him. Go back to that place. Where were you in life in that place? So you attract where you're at. So if you want to attract higher, you got to get going. You got a lot of homework to do.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you later. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 937-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sandy. I'm calling from Ohio, and I want to know what you see for me coming up for love.
Okay, I need a little bit more specific question on that one today, please.
Let me see. When will the love of my life come in? Or do you see them coming in by the end of the year? Or?
Okay, let's see here. You know, Sandy, I'm going to be a little frank with you here, okay?
Okay.
This month doesn't look too good, okay? It was supposed to be good for you. It doesn't look too good right now. I'm getting sometime mid-December to about the beginning of the new year, around the first 2 weeks of the new year. So we're getting like a month time period in which this could come in, but the month doesn't begin until the middle of December, okay? So a month's worth of time. And then it goes into like the first 2 weeks or so of the new year. And I feel like this is about the timeline in which the one will be coming in. I'm feeling this person very happy, always jolly, making lots of jokes, okay? But this person's very sensible at the same time. They're not the kind of individual that's just going to go out and make flat-out jokes at other people's expenses, okay? This person, I feel, is, I'm not going to say wealthy, okay? But I want to say this person is secure, okay? I feel this person is both a business person, someone that has worked for other corporations, currently still does, but also is an entrepreneur all at the same time with his own very successful business. I feel this individual has sort of a semi-muscular feel to them. I'm not getting height today, so I'm going to leave you with that, but it looks pretty good.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, you can have a great day.
You too. You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I'm going to take our last caller. If anyone wants to call in, please do. Area code 520-234. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Lisa. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. And my question would be on the work that I'm involved in and business meetings I've recently had. Is that going to lead to better income and more work in the area that I specialize in?
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to get more work in the area that you're specializing in.
And more money, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Yes, there is a good balancing point. There will be more money coming in. This apparently seems to be happening, if I'm going to put a timeline on it. Oh, it's a bit vague right now. But I am going to say, if I were to put an appropriate timeline on this, we're looking at a two-month time period, somewhere before or during, okay?
In 2 months, you say?
2 months.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, not a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, that was like the end of our last caller.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, it looks like we had semi-packed show today. Anyways,
yeah.
Yes, everyone, please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. And, you know, we're going to be with you next Saturday, regular scheduling showed. So I've already checked on that. We shouldn't have a problem. But, yeah. Keep aware that Mercury retrograde right now will be interfering with what's going on.
Yeah, some people can actually handle it, and some people can't. I think once you're aware, you don't get less angry at the computer or your car or your communications, you know. So just be more aware of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
There's some people out there that have a lot of Mercury in their sign, so this is a good time for them. Let's see here. And, you know, I guess the best advice, you know, for everyone, since most of the callers, you know, were in certain situations, you know, definitely go back to doing some affirmations for yourself, doing some little bit of meditation every morning. Find a spiritual practice every day before you leave, you know, your house, and do it first before you put the TV on or drink a cup of coffee or whatever, because once you start doing that, your mind is all over the world. You're thinking about so many thoughts at that time. So for me, the best time for me to do my stuff is right when I get up, I get in my bed and do what I have to do and just, you know, meditate. And that actually starts off the day a little bit better than doing everything else first and going back to meditation, because at that time, your mind is like all over. You do the same thing, don't you, Adam?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of, yeah. So, all right. Nathaniel, I wasn't sure if you had a question, Nathaniel. I know you come visit us every week. So if you have a question, chat me really quick before I end the show. Or if anybody out there has a question, please do call in, because this is a real chance, a rare chance that we don't have a packed show.
I'll get there and end early.
I know, right? All right, well, he's not chatting. So on that note, you guys have a wonderful night. Lots of love, light, full of gratitude to all of you guys, and enjoy your Sunday. Talk to you guys next week. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night.